I consider myself as a good boy growing up. But I have to admit, I was not always in my best behavior, especially in school. I still remember my first grade when I got into my first fight with a classmate, and I ended up punching a classmate. And I don't recommend this, but a child. This reminded me of that incident because of our gospel today with this judge, actually quite afraid of being punched. The gospel, the word that was used was strike. The Greek is hypopiasso. And one of the one that I read translated into a punch, or it could also be translated as becoming weary. Not becoming weary. But regardless of the translation of that one word, this parable in our gospel does appear rather straightforward. If we are persistent in what we ask, God will hear us. If we are persistent. And if God hears us, how much more generous will a good God be than an unjust God? Short homily, the end. If only. But keep in mind the larger narrative over the past several weeks about faith. We need not look too far to remember the tiny mustard seed. Still remember the parable? If only we have the faith the size of that mustard seed. Now, this larger theme of faith is woven into Jesus' message. After he tells this parable, when he asks what seems like an odd question at the end: when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Because of this last line of the gospel, the issue today is not simply about the first line of perseverance. Jesus isn't just offering an image about the value of persistence in prayer, although that's very, we see that in our first reading as well with Moses, and in our second reading, persistence in prayer. But Jesus isn't just offering an image about the value of the persistence of prayer. Rather, he is offering us a much wider insight. As disciples, why do we need to pray? Our persistence in prayer is not simply because we need something. Rather, it is because we are a people of faith in the first place. Because we are a people of faith. Our persistence in prayer underscores our dedication to the kingdom of God and our commitment to it. That's why we pray. And that's why we pray persistently. Talking about prayer, those of us who are catechized in the Baltimore Catechism, you still remember that? Remember the four types of prayer? They use the acronym PACT. PACT because of a covenant, right? P for petition, A for adoration, C for contrition, and T for thanksgiving. In the Philippines, they made it as the acronym ACTS, because when we pray, we have to act it too. And it stands for adoration, contrition, T, thanksgiving, and S for supplication or petition. They put it at the end because they told us it should always be the last one. The last type of prayer, petition, should always come last. Now, when Jesus speaks about prayer, he isn't encouraging us to pray for things. The parable is less about getting something and more about being something. That is, being a faithful, persistent follower of Christ. And our faith requires us to act. Our faith calls us to be persistent and even a bit relentless. like that wronged widow seeking justice at any cost. Today, brothers and sisters, as we also celebrate the Rosary Month, we also celebrate the Mission Month. And this particular Sunday, we celebrate what is known as World Mission Sunday across the Universal Church. And the widow is a perfect image for this Sunday as a reminder of what Christian discipleship calls us to be persistent, not just in our prayer, but in all aspects and areas of our faith. The widow invites us to be constantly on the move as we put our faith into action. And so in describing this World Mission Sunday, Pope Francis captures it in this way, and I quote, "People in love never stand still. They are drawn out of themselves. They are attracted and attract others in turn. They give themselves to others and build relationships that are life-giving." End of quote. Just the other day, a recent Pew Research poll was released that suggested that only within the last 10 years, there has been a significant drop in people who consider themselves practicing Christians, not just practicing Catholics, but practicing Christians. Perhaps Jesus' question in the gospel today is more than appropriate. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on earth? As a Christian people on this World Mission Sunday, we are invited to put our faith into action as faithful and persistent, or even relentless disciples of Jesus Christ. We are called to never, in the words of Pope Francis, never stand still. And one way we do this is by inviting people into relationship with Christ, by witnessing what it means to be faithful Christians by the way we live our own lives. That's always the best. That's always the best tool to attract people. If you still remember Saint Francis, what he said: preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. That means that we have to preach it by our own lives. Put our faith into action. Our persistent faith calls us to a deeper conversion as a people who don't just speak about justice, but practice it. To be a people who don't just admire compassion, but always feel it and be it. To be a people who don't just think about love, but live it deeply every day of our lives and be persistent about it. When we act with such persistent faith, like that widow, that will certainly pack a punch. And it will move us and draw us out of ourselves into the lives of our sisters and brothers who may be abandoned, neglected, and alone, and who are poor and despised. We gather at this feast, Sunday after Sunday, as faithful Christian disciples entrusted with the mission of sharing the good news. And the good news that we received, may we be faithful in bringing that to the world and really be persistent. I always tell this, that, and I may sound like a broken disc saying it over and over again, that we always have to keep this at the back of our head, that one of the most effective tools of the devil is to sow discouragement, to make us feel, to sow discontent, to make us feel like giving up, to make us feel like everything's useless. That's one of the most effective tools of the devil. And to counter that is to be persistent in our prayer. And we have the sacraments to help us. Confession if necessary, but especially the Eucharist that gives us the strength always to live our faith. And also, we should ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother as we celebrate the Rosary month, the month of the Rosary, for her intercession, so that she could draw us closer to her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.